The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, we do. Huh. I've been kind of trapped all the morning. Not feeling so energetic for some reason. I've had coffee. Oh, I've had coffee.
You sick?
No.
You getting sick?
No, I don't think. Well, I probably am since everybody else is sick. You know, Lindsay being a carrier and all.
Right. I hope you're not.
I do too. But I think I'm, you know, maybe not slept well last night or something.
And it's the end of the week and, you know, You know how it goes.
You got a busy weekend ahead of you too, don't you?
Yeah, but it's a fun busy.
What are you doing?
Do you remember my friend Mark?
Oh, yeah.
From the Triangle Beach Music Festivals and stuff that we used to go to. He's coming in this weekend.
What? Love him.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody does.
I haven't seen him in a decade.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. And so, how often does he come, Riggins? Probably once every couple of months.
Yeah, every quarter. Months.
Yeah, he comes, or we'll go wherever he is and spend the weekend. Of course, it's easy because he lives in fun places. He lives in the mountains and he lives at the beach. And he also has a place in downtown New Bern, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
I have.
It's so quaint.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's near where I went to college.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's from, where you went to college, that area.
I actually didn't know that. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I imagine he looks the same. I feel like he never ages.
He doesn't.
It kills me.
Mm-mm.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He's got something going.
Something.
Living a kick a life. That's what he's... I mean, he looks better now. I think he's aged great, you know, well.
Men do, though. Men do.
Yeah.
Mm.
Women do not. It ain't bad.
Yeah, he's got one of those energies that when he's around, everybody loves him. He's just like he carries the light.
I would love to see him.
Mm. Well, he does kind of the same thing that Riggins does, where he just disappears if you're out. But he doesn't do it when you're out. He'll just do it in the house. Like, we're all talking and, you know, having fun or whatnot, and he'll go to the bathroom and never come back. It's just like, I went to bed.
Yeah. What are y'all going to do? Stay in, or are y'all going to go out? Or
We're going out to a Denter. We're going to Denter at a restaurant that Jody and I haven't been to yet. It's fairly new. And Friday night, and then Saturday we'll be running around all day doing all kinds of mess. You know, he's got to keep moving. He's not one of those who just sit around the house like I do. I would love it if he were a movie buff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every now and then.
You need to have a lot of energy when he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get out of the house this weekend if anyone wants to invite me somewhere. I'm serious.
Your husband's not going to feel like going anywhere.
Do what?
Your husband's not going to feel like going.
I'm leaving him at home.
Yeah. Yeah, with the sick husband home with the sick kids. You can play games
with me and my friends. Do what, Rob?
I said, you can come play games with me and my friends. We'll teach you.
I'm
going to
be honest. At this point, I might take you up on it. I've got cabin fever. I literally wanted to come into work. I could not get here quick enough. I was like 15 minutes early. I'm like, where are you guys?
You're looking to get out.
Yeah, I do have a birthday party tonight, or a dinner, but I'm talking this weekend.
Mayor?
It is.
Did you know it's Mayor Bear's birthday yesterday?
Saw her posting on her Instagram story, the you know, standard four-story posting.
Oh, yeah. And she's big on her birthday, so you better not do any less than four posts.
Yeah, right. Oh, brother.
I didn't know that was a form. Meredith Mayer is one of Lindsay's oldest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we know her, through Lindsay, Mayor Bear.
And she's so into her birthday, and my son's birthday is, you know, they're like 5 days apart on their birthday. So she's always like, now when is Brooks's birthday? Because, you know, my birthday's here. Like, she's got to know his birthday is not conflicting with mine. I'm like, well, he's two, so it'll be a daytime thing.
And she has a new baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, can you imagine the birthday stuff she's going to do for that baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you pick the pictures you're going to post when it's one of your girlfriend's birthdays? Do you pick one that where they look the best or where you look the best?
Well, clearly it wasn't, half of mine were, I was pregnant in them and looked atrocious. But what's funny is I had let it go on through the day where I hadn't posted. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of in a time crunch because everyone had already posted. And I was like, oh, she's going to be mad. So, you know, the kids are sick. So I'm doing stuff. So I'm just going through, you know, you can hit a face on your.
Yeah.
So I hit her face. And the first four that popped up on my, I was like, yeah, I'm posting them. And I didn't look so good, but that's okay. I'm going to let that go. And yeah, that's what happened.
Okay. It's for her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, what would she have said to you if you hadn't posted anything? Cause you know, like you said, everybody in your house is sick, but you, and it just slipped your mind. You wished her happy birthday, but you forgot to go back and post stuff about her. Yeah. What would she say?
I will say, now that she has a child, even though it's a newborn, she would possibly be different about it now. I don't know, but I only know the old her. And not that it's bad. She's just, you know, I think she wouldn't necessarily say anything, but I think it would be pent up.
Or would one of your other friends come to you and say, well, I mean, you hurt Meredith's feelings. She said you didn't post anything.
No, what'll happen is months later or something will be brought up and she'll be like, well, you didn't post for my birthday, you know, that type thing.
Oh, dear.
And I love that about her. Listen, it's just her person. And
yeah, she's fun.
Yeah, and she's great. And she's just one of those that is... Half the time, I don't even remember when my birthday is. I'm like, oh, it's today. You know, but there are some people that, my best friend from college, she is the same way. I had had Delilah in, let's see, or no, I had had Brooks February 5th, and her birthday is the 11th. And I forgot. I mean, it slipped my mind. Yeah. You know, I had a 5-day-old, 6-day-old. And she had messaged me like, it was my birthday and you forgot. So I do have some friends like that. And I think it's common with women. I personally forget that it's mine.
Well, I used to think that old people when I was a kid were joking when they would say, how old am I now? Like the guy would ask his wife, how old am I now? Am I 57 or 58? Mm-hmm. And I always thought that was a joke, but it's really not.
Yeah.
When you reach a certain age, you're like, wait a minute. Like, Jody did it last night. Mm-hmm. Her birthday's in April. She said, am I going to be 54 or 55? I'm not going to be 55. I said, no, you're not going to be 55. You're going to be 54. Oh.
Yeah. You do. Unless it's like a milestone birthday, I guess. Like
Now, will Jody do a bunch of posts when it's her girlfriend's birthday, or do they request that?
Maybe one.
Yeah,
but that's it. I mean, it's, and I don't even know if it's in a story. It may just be a post.
I think I've seen her do a collage one time for her girlfriend's birthday.
And sometimes it's, you know, a picture of them out for the birthday dinner or whatever, celebrating whatever this.
Beautiful, special friend of mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This light.
This beauty.
Yeah. I don't think I knew her birthday was in April. What day?
10th.
Oh, so is she a Taurus like me? I don't know. Is she stubborn?
I think she's Aries. Is that Aries?
Yeah, I think she's Aries.
Whichever one's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's her. A Taurus. That's me. Yeah. And my daughter. Yeah, we're both Tauruses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a... I think you're the bull, I think, and then she would be the ram.
Okay.
But I can look it up quickly.
I'm stubborn. Like,
because I study astrology every day.
He's way into it. A lot of people don't know that about TJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loves the zodiac.
Sure. So while he's doing that, what are y'all doing this weekend?
Again, back to this.
Yeah. Yeah, she's Aries.
Aries, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a ram, isn't it?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Rob, are you Sagittarius or Scorpio?
Scorpio.
Scorpio, that's right.
Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was cool because it was a scorpion and I loved Sting, the wrestler, growing up.
Oh.
Sagittarius is the most comedic sounding. You can make more, you know, funny jokes out of a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm. Can you?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Thomas, Sagittarius. Well, you know I'm a Sagittarius.
Just sounds
yeah, like you can make yeah, it sounds more comedic.
Just the word, yeah.
Uh-huh. Capricorn is another one. Capricorn. It's kind of funny.
Capricorn.
Can't make good jokes about Virgo, which is mine. It doesn't sound funny.
Or Cancer.
No.
It's never it's funny.
Really a downer.
Yeah. Cancer's never funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brother is a Pisces.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then that's not funny either.
No.
No.
It's mainly.
Gemini's a little funny.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can say it's, you know, a guy's birthday and his how he's described as a couple, Jim and I.
Jim and I.
You know. Called him gay. All right, hang on. We got more coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I found a little, I don't know what you would call it, odd knowledge fact.
Okay.
You know, as the keeper of odd knowledge. And it's just another thing that's going to feed the whole idea of women being martyrs and men just being lazy, no good, you know, blah. Women blink more often than men do.
Oh.
Women blink an average of 19 times per minute, and men blink 11 times per minute.
What?
Because men are just so lazy, they can't even blink the right number of times. Women have to do all the majority of the blinking.
I don't see that at all.
It's because women got makeup on their eyelashes and stuff, and it's like it gets heavy,
yeah,
weighing them down,
especially if you have falsies on.
Mm-hmm.
Falsies.
So yeah, women are even having to carry the blinking load.
We have to do everything.
Mm-hmm. And then I saw this other thing that said that a breakup affects men more than it does women. Everybody's always thought that emotionally it affected women more, but it doesn't. It affects men more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And again, it's just a whole because, you know, men are so pathetic and they need women to do everything for them and all of that. Basically is what it was saying in the study.
Although I do know women that don't like that narrative that women are the ones that are mourning the breakup forever and eating pints of ice cream and stuff. I know some women get annoyed by that. But yeah, I don't know what's the truth and what's not. Well, I find it hard to believe that the guy takes it harder than him.
Yeah, the truth is always that men are not as emotional as women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way God made us.
Mm-hmm.
And women are more emotional, and it's a good thing. Because somebody needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
It's not really a sign of weakness. Like women have been conditioned through radical feminism to believe that traditional woman things, whether it's biology or cultural roles, are weaknesses. The only time a woman gets celebrated with the progressives is if she's doing something that men do.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Boss babes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I do think women take a breakup harder at first, but I think in the long run, from my personal experience, the men, it hurts them more in the long run. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As so I've been told.
Yeah.
Because pretty much all of my exes later on have come back and said.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, like apologizing?
Mm-hmm. Both of my two longest relationships have both. But I took them harder, at first.
Yeah, and you had already moved on by the time they contacted mm-hmm. you? Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and so a lot of times they do. The men will find out that, you know, the grass isn't greener, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that that old worn-out grass they had was just fine. Mm-hmm. No offense.
Oh, none taken. None taken.
The old girlfriend is like my grass. Yeah. You know, yeah. We've got brown spots and patched dead spots and all that.
It's my dead grass.
So the study found out that men tend to rely on their romantic partner for more emotional support. Women don't need as much when in a breakup because they get it all from their friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that actually makes sense.
But I think that comes from the fact that their friends want it all. They want all of that stuff dumped on them.
Mm-hmm.
A guy's friends don't.
No.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A guy's group, you got a guy that goes into his group of buddies and they're, you know, whatever it is, it's poker night or whatnot, and he starts crying about the girl that broke up with him and broke his heart and all that. 9 times out of 10, those guys don't want to hear all that. Yeah. Keep bringing us down. Now, women would stop whatever event they had planned and circle the person, want to hear every little juicy detail. So I think a lot of times the gossip mind and the drama gets confused with emotional support.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you can't tell me that women that you are just acquaintances with, when something happens to you that's sad, like a breakup, are that, you know, interested in helping you and being a sounding board for you and all that. And your close friends, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But ones that aren't that close to you, but women talk about it with everybody.
Yeah.
The same way they'll call people on their way out of the salon, on their way home, just one right after the other that they probably hadn't talked to in a while, and say, I chopped my hair off. I just got my hair chopped off.
We need validation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to tell everybody.
Sure.
It says that guys are more likely to see relationships as being beneficial to their overall well-being. And you know, this millennial thing to say, it's not that they're right, but that they're not wrong. And they're not wrong. That's a millennial thing. They got more mental and physical benefits than women do. They get more. Leading to better mental health and higher life satisfaction. So you see the woman's just giving and giving and giving, and the man's just taking, and then when it's gone away, he doesn't know how to function. That's what they're saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Men are also more likely to report feelings of sadness and loneliness after a breakup. And because of that, they're not usually the ones who instigate it.
Instigate?
Yeah, to say, hey, we're breaking up. The men are getting dumped.
Yeah.
The poor, sad sacks of shit. They just can't function. They can't live without this support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's all that. No. All that they're saying here. I think now if my wife and I split up, it would be harder on me than her, I know.
Oh yeah.
Because, I mean, she could have a rich, divorced guy in like 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
If the men around here hear that Jody's on the market, she would just be bombarded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rich guys.
No doubt. The question is, how long would she say, no, thank you, no, thank you, I appreciate it, no, thank you?
Not very long,
not
probably.
Very long.
Yes, she would.
If it was a divorce? Yeah. Not a death.
Yeah, divorce. Yeah. But either.
You think either. Even after death?
I don't think so. And I know we're better than you, obviously. No,
yeah, no, if it were a death, I don't even think they'd be patting me in the face with the shovel yet. She'd probably have a date at my funeral.
Yeah.
She'd have a line of men.
And they know everything about, all these guys know everything about you. They're going to be like, hey, you know what? I love eating lunch out on the patio.
Yeah.
I love it when it's hot in the house. And
I don't watch murder.
No.
Do you like blow pops? Oh, my God, me too.
They're one point.
What a weird coincidence.
I can't wait till Dancing with the Stars new season starts.
You want to go ballroom dancing? Me too.
Yeah. I'm a great ballroom dancer. Yeah. I learned it just for you.
Yeah.
So here's what we'll do. We'll go to dance class and then come home and watch The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah. Yep. You know who doesn't leave the lights
on?
Yeah,
exactly. Every time I turn them off. Swear to God.
I don't even turn them on. That's it's how much I hate leaving lights on. I do everything in the dark. Yeah, but it's true.
It is true, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, she would be gone.
These are laughs of pain. Yeah,
only time I would even see her is when we're exchanging the kids in the parking lot of the Food Line.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're 21 and 24.
They'd be driving themselves.
She'd have them both in the back seat, you know, watching the TV like they did when they were little. Yeah. You know, the screen that pops down.
Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.